We're going to wrap up the news of the day right here on Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9. The Rat with a little thing we like to call One More Thing.
All right, give it to us.
Now available as a podcast found at WRT.com in the podcast section. Check this out.
Yes.
I found this very interesting this morning.
Talk to me.
I saw this and I was like, I got to share this with you and everyone here.
We'll see.
Did you know you are three times more likely to get a virus on your computer or smartphone from a religious website than you are from a porn website?
Sounds like someone's a little defensive this morning, and his name is God. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Wait,
oh, yeah. I know what kind of disgusting scoundrel you are. Lent is approaching, my son. I know a few things that you could give up because you've showed me some pictures this morning that I am not going to even go
into.
You're
trying to tell me the Easter Bunny's dropping off a little something more than just Easter eggs. Let me say that again. You are more likely to get a virus on your computer or smartphone from a religious website.
That's fantastic.
Than you are from a porn website.
I actually believe it. Because I don't get a lot of those pop-ups from the two, perhaps three, sites that I visit just to make sure everything's okay. Sometimes Dave Mann's got to check out the pipes.
Why don't you start getting some religion, you sick, crazy SOB?
Get some religion? Yeah. I grew up across the street from a church in Spring Lake.
You went to Catholic high school, for crying out loud.
I lived across the street from nuns and priests the first 20 years of my life. I couldn't play one game of backyard wiffle ball without a priest yelling at me. I don't need any more religion. Thank you.
You know why? I'll tell you why you get a virus. It's people like looking at you all day. You're the religion curse.
What did I do?
You went to a Catholic school. That's the problem.
I was an altar boy from the ages of 9 to 13. You never seen an altar boy get around like me.
As I said, you are the virus. You are the virus that comes across us.
Screw you, pal. And I know that's not very Christian of me, but...
Oh, my God.
You know, so be it.
Is that crazy?
I actually believe it. I do. I feel like that is it's a little more intrusive in general than some of your adult sites. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
That is so amazing.
Well, think of it like this. Does anyone ever ring your doorbell with some like religious literature and try to spread some kind of word? That does happen, but no one rings your doorbell and say, here are some porno mags. Or, Can I talk to you about Big Jugs magazine? Like, that doesn't happen.
And I'll tell you
I'm just saying.
I'm the first guy that brings them in. You know,
you
most people like close the door on them. Excuse me, we're here from the Jehovah's Witnesses.
You bring them in?
Absolutely.
Why?
I put the diaper back on, you know, with the Rat Radio audience. Come on in. I eat a bowl of cereal. I have my hair in pigtails.
So you just freak them out. You invite people who are.
This guy really needs religion.
Selling religion.
This guy really needs
you
help.
You do. I agree with them on this one.
I'm like, come on in. Come on in. Let's start this party. And I always look at my windows when they start talking.
Yeah.
I always look at my windows. I'm like, who's out here with you? And they always freaks them out.
You really are the Joker. You're Joaquin Phoenix from that bleeping movie.
There you go. Wrapping up the news of the day with one more thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.